opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Canadian Football League's Edmonton Eskimos will apparently change their name. A lot of people consider the word Eskimo to be a slur, and it has been, I guess, in Canada, this has been sort of like their Redskins.
It's funny because when I first met the wife, I made reference to Eskimo something. She was like, oh, you can't say that. But then she explained to me that you're supposed to call them Inuits.
And but Edmonton Inuits,
yeah, that doesn't
cool
work.
Of a name.
No, that's awful.
Bar none, the best Madonna song is Like a Prayer. And that video, it had to be the most confusing video for like racist people, because when the video starts, Madonna's dancing in front of a flaming cross. And you know there were Klan guys who were like, hell yeah, look at her dancing in front of the flaming cross, this is awesome. But then by the end of the video, she's banging a black dude. And then they're like, wait, what? What the hell's that?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. You know your racist guy sounds a lot like your imitation of Arkansas Milk Guy. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And if you miss the first 2 hours, sucks to be you. Been a fun couple of hours. No BS today, just enjoying ourselves and making fun of everything. And if you want to get in on it, you can. 713-780-3776 is your number. It's all available on podcastarena.com. A lot of music talk, and it's about it because there's not really anything else to get to. Another movie that you probably not seen this because it came out before you were born, but yeah, I mentioned that heavy metal movie that was cartoon with all the great music. There was another one that came out in 81, also a cartoon, also a lot of great music, called American Pop.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of this?
No.
And, you know, the big scene at the end is Night Moves by Bob Seger. But
yeah,
it had like Jefferson Airplane, The Doors, Lou Reed, really good soundtrack. So if you're, and I would highly recommend, if you're someone who likes to partake a little, cartoon movies from the 80s are the best for that. So American Pop or heavy metal stoned.
Like Watership Down?
No, I mean, these are a little more adult movies, right?
I mean, well, Watership Down is kind of an adult
kind
movie.
Of an adult movie. But these were definitely adult movies.
And there's rabbit violence, for crying
yeah,
out loud.
Yeah, but in
blood and gore.
Like an American Pop has the mafia, and heavy metal has, you know, alien sex and hot chick sex. So
Fred doesn't like this beer, Aaron.
I didn't say that.
He said he's out on this one.
No, I've had enough.
Some beers aren't for everybody.
No, I really like the first one. And
we also have an IPA bomber in there if we want to.
But see, I had enough of the first one that I really don't want to drink any more of this. Not because it's bad, but because I've had enough to drink.
Oh,
I got to drive.
Gross.
Well,
our glasses are like this
I know,
big.
But I'm like the only one that drank the rest of that first one. You guys didn't get any of that.
I mean,
I think you refilled
there wasn't
once.
That much of it left.
It's not like it was whiskey, Fred.
Yeah, well.
Fred's turning into a lady.
I mean, I'm still here for 3 hours, so.
Yeah, you've got time.
Yeah, I know. You got to pace yourself, but, you know, I limit myself when I have to drive.
All right. Hey, be safe.
You know. Well, what the hell else are we going to get to today since we've run the gamut on 80s women singers?
I guess we could talk about James Harden's mask gate. I'll say this, like, while I am all for stopping violence against black people, like, you know, cop police overreach against black people, I think it's a real thing, certainly. And I would like to see, you know, if you do stuff like this, I'd like to see you be brought to justice. I didn't realize it, and that blue line, the thin blue line, I mean, you see those stickers all over people's cars. I didn't know that was like, that's now like wearing a Klan hood, basically. That doesn't seem right to me. Now, I'll say this, I'm pro good police and against bad police, 100%.
How dare you say that?
I know. And I heard Josh say this, and I agree with him. What if I think Black Lives Matter, but I also think that, like, I'd like to have cops. Like, I'd like to get rid of bad cops, but I think cops are important. They've got important jobs to do. So, I don't know. I don't know if James Harden should have gotten, he shouldn't have gotten as drug as he did for that mask. I also don't know that James Harden, listen, these NBA guys who their outfits are like down to lapel pins and everything else. Do you really think James Harden just was like, I'll just throw this thing on because it looks cool? I don't know that that's how it works. Like, I'm sure I would bet some thought went into it, but everyone seems really willing to go, I guess he just didn't know what he was doing. But I also think it's silly to, like, well, let's go crazy on James Harden for wearing a cop mask.
And making the excuse, oh, he doesn't have internet at his house. He doesn't know what's going on in the real world. Okay.
All right. Let's talk to Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello?
Hello, Ryan. Sports.
Hey, how's it going, boys?
It's going great.
Hey, I'm a loyal fan over here in South Carolina, and our local drive time guy is now Mark Ryan, who's from Houston. I think he's 6'10", maybe?
I don't know.
But he's awful. Anyways, I just wanted to say I agree with AJ. Like a Virgin is overrated. But I disagree with the song. Papa Don't Preach is by far better.
Than Like a Prayer?
Sorry?
It's better than Like a Prayer?
Papa Don't Preach is the best Madonna song.
Oh, no. I don't know what you guys are doing over there in South Carolina, Ryan.
But that's also when she looked the best with the short hair.
No.
And then she bounced around in that corset thing.
No, it's the black hair with the tank top. Like the...
No, short hair.
No, short hair is not Madonna's best look. Also, when Madonna had short hair, she also had armpit hair, which I think we can all agree... Well, I'm all for the empowerment of women, but I just prefer no armpit hair on my women.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well.
All right.
Agree with that as well.
I don't mean to be a chauvinist.
Also, another girl from the 80s is better now. She goes by Deborah now, but Deborah Gibson is much better now than she was in the 80s. I don't have seen a picture of her lately. But.
I did see a picture of her earlier today. I was looking up what Tiffany looks like now, and then I looked up Debbie Gibson, and Debbie Gibson she's improved. Is Debbie Gibson the one that did Playboy?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I know either Tiffany or Debbie Gibson did Playboy. I hope it was Debbie Gibson because Tiffany...
Yeah, I think Debbie Gibson did.
It's not going well for her now either, really. She wasn't hot then. She's not really hot now. It didn't go like... But she did have I Think We're Alone Now.
Yeah.
And no one can take that away from her.
Well, I mean, has anybody played that song, though, in 2,000 years?
I don't know, but Aaron will play it at the end of this segment, right, certainly.
Just to remind people what it was?
Yeah. It's a mega hit.
Oh, it was at the time. I don't think I've heard it in 20 years since it was out. It was one of those songs, and there's a lot of those out there where they're like, it's the biggest thing in the world for like a month.
Right.
And then you never listen to it again.
I'd give this was like 6 months maybe.
Yeah, it had a good run.
Yeah.
But it did not have a great shelf life.
And then I'm sure Debbie Gibson had some song that passed it, and then New Kids on the Block came around and probably ruined what she had going. But Tiffany had a moment. There was a moment, and I Think We're Alone Now was the peak of her moment. And really, I mean, you got to give credit where it's due, Fred. How many artists can go by one name and we recognize them? Like when I say, what's your favorite Tiffany song? It's I Think We're Alone Now. And I don't even know what Tiffany's last name is. I just know that's Tiffany. Like, Debbie couldn't just be Debbie.
No, because people would say, well, you must mean Debbie Harry.
Or, yeah.
Because she was more famous.
They'd say, what's your favorite little Debbie? I'd say the oatmeal cream pies are strong, but I also like Star Crunch and zebra cake.
So I think We're Alone Now got some run because it was in Ted.
Oh, recent
with,
run?
Yeah. With Mark Wahlberg and Seth MacFarlane.
You know what? Tyler did tell me Tiffany's the one that did Playboy. That's too bad.
I think Debbie Gibson did too.
Tyler also told me that the Dan Band covered Total Eclipse of the Heart in Old School, which I forgot about, and that is really funny. But we don't have time to hear that now because we have to hear Tiffany's I Think We're Alone Now.
The Dan Band one is not censored.
Yeah, I guess so.
They wouldn't be.
I forgot that they did.
What movie was that from?
Old School.
Old School. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Turn it up so people can know about this, Aaron. We're trying to educate. A lot of people don't remember Tiffany, and a lot of people are younger than me. This was probably never a big deal to you.
No, I remember it because it was there was an episode of Full House where they were singing it.
Oh. That's funny. Like, I grew up in the era where I probably should have watched Full House, but I didn't care about Full House. I liked Family Matters. That's how you can tell I'm a friend of the black man. I preferred the black Full House over the whitewashed version of Full House.
I was all about TGIF, which was all of them. It was Dinosaurs, it was Full House, it was Family Matters.
It was Perfect Strangers.
There's another one.
With Cousin Balky. Do you remember that show?
No.
It was an awkward show. But it was good.
Tiffany Darwish was her name.
No wonder she just went by Tiffany.
Yeah. Darwish? Well, she's probably still out there playing gigs somewhere, and this is like the one song she comes out and does.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm her, I'd do this, and then I cover a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. There's your girl Tiffany in 2015. Mm. Yeah.
Aaron said Debbie Gibson also did Playboy in what, 2015 or 2005?
2005.
2005.
Yeah.
I don't know if Playboy even still existed in 2015.
Well,
yeah, I think it was only about 2-3 years ago that they stopped.
Okay.
I don't know. Every time I think of something like that, it's like been 3 or 4 more years than I thought. Like, oh, Playboy shut down last year. So every time we get to deaths, there's somebody who's been dead for 3 years that I thought happened last year. That's what happens when you get old. Somebody said, I Think We're Alone Now was in Umbrella Academy. I remember watching Umbrella Academy, but it's been so long and there's been so many shows between then that I don't even remember much about it. I'm sure I'll recall it when they do season 2. So, I do remember liking that show. It's just I've had to watch so much TV during the lockdown now that I can.
You've gone through too many shows. You don't even remember them.
Well, no, I started watching a movie yesterday that I'd already seen, and I'm watching it and I'm going, okay, yeah, this looks interesting. And then I get about 5 minutes in and I'm like, oh, God, I saw this 6 months ago. I'm running out
it's
of stuff.
It's tough to keep up with. It is. There's so much to consume at this point.
Well, especially now because we've... somebody said that song was a cover. I think that's right. Was it Tommy James and the Shondells that did it originally?
I couldn't tell you.
Aaron, you're supposed to know this.
I think We're Alone Now?
Yeah. I think it was a cover.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, in fact, I'm almost certain it was. I think it was Tommy James and the Shondells. If I remember that... If I pull that memory out of my ass...
You are correct.
Ah!
Man,
I remember the most ridiculous, useless information. How the hell would I remember Tommy James and the Shondells?
I don't know. That's a good pull, though.
Oh, yeah, but now we got to hear the original.
1967.
Man.
Last year that the Maple Leafs won the Stanley Cup. Another useless fact.
Not even her song, huh? Wonder they didn't make this.
You know what that
sounds like? The Partridge Family.
It sounds like every 60s band that wanted to be the early Beatles.
Yeah. Yeah, they suck. No wonder Tiffany made it a hit.
Wow. Somebody had texted in there was a cover, and then suddenly Tommy James and the Shondells pop into my head.
Good call.
Although if Tommy James is the one who wrote it, then he made bank the second that Tiffany made it go platinum or whatever.
The best thing is to write a song and let someone else turn into a mega hit.
I would be cool with that. If I wrote a song and, you know, hey, how do you think Sammy Hagar felt about when Rick Springfield got a hold of his song?
Yeah.
Of course, Sammy did okay later, but, you know, and he used to joke about it in concert. Says, yeah, I wrote the song, and because Rick Springfield's handsome, he made a bunch of money for me. So
sometimes it has to go that way.
I have to admit, though, as much as I was a big Sammy Hagar guy before Van Halen, I was never quite as big on Van Hagar. I do think that Rick Springfield's version of the song was better than Sammy Hagar's, because his was slower and it didn't quite have that pep to it.
Yeah.
And even though Rick Springfield, much more handsome, I do think he did a better version of that song.
You normally don't cheer for the handsome people.
Oh, God, no. No, because I'm not one. So I'm for, like, Sammy Hagar is not handsome.
No, not particularly.
And that's cool. I like people who aren't handsome who are successful. It gives me something to shoot for. Rick Springfield was just, he was like, what, General Hospital, I guess, was his, the soap he was in. Boy, that's more useless information.
Yeah,
but he was a big soap star.
I didn't
star.
Even know he was a soap opera.
Yeah, he was a big soap opera star. And Aaron's looking this up now, and he's going to confirm it, and I'm going to be two for two. But he was a big soap opera star, and then he became a singer, and he did Sammy Hagar's song. I've done everything for you.
Rick Springfield, actually, if the pictures of him I'm seeing here are still, you know, somewhat current, he's still a good looking dude for a 70-year-old guy.
Well, that's, but most of those guys that were good looking then, they age well.
70 years old.
See, it's just normal looking guys like us that look old and stupid when we get old.
He played Noah Drake on General Hospital.
Boom.
Wow.
I am the king of useless information today.
You're all over it.
Oh, man. Oh, you know what we need to do? I totally forgot, because
his biggest hit, though, wasn't that Hagar song. It was Jesse's Girl.
Yeah, Jesse's Girl was his big... Who wrote Jesse's Girl? He didn't write that. Did he?
Yeah.
Hmm. But he did make the other one a hit, too.
Yeah, the I've Done Everything for You.
Yeah. Which I think might have been after Jesse's Girl.
It was.
Yeah.
He was already a big star.
Jesse's Girl made him a big star, and then he came out with that one. Because the Hagar version, there's just something off about it. It's just not fast enough. And it's kind of choppy, and whoever produced Springfield's version made it, you know, very radio friendly, and it's a better version.
And that song, Jesse's Girl, in Boogie Nights, 13 Going on 30, Suicide Squad, Glee, you know, he's just rolling in money every time that song gets covered by, I mean, that's the good thing when you write the hit song. He made it, and it's still getting played in movies. It's getting cut. I mean, that's the move, Jesse's Girl.
And somebody brought up another one that Tommy James wrote, Money Money, and Billy Idol turned it into a big hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how that song became a hit.
Yeah, it's not good. But that was in that stretch where, like, Billy Idol was coming out with White Wedding and everything. He had, like, a bunch of big hits in a row, and then he threw that one in there. So...
The other song I never really understood why it was a big hit, Louie Louie. Mm. Sometimes when you take a word and you say it back to back, those songs, I don't know how they work, but they always seem to work.
Tell you who else, like...
Maybe because they went a Louie Louie.
Yeah. If you change it up, right? You change up the pronunciation. But I'll tell you who else who's probably happy was the Kinks when Van Halen did You Really Got Me.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, their version was pretty cool. Van Halen's
version was way better.
Yeah, it was next level. And so we said, man, you're not reading text. I said that was a cover at 5:39. Sorry, I'm not reading every single text today.
Did you know that Joan Jett covered Louie Louie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't read texts ever, so that's all Fred's fault.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I was looking at Twitch. I'm looking at Twitter. And, you know, sometimes the conversation gets going where I don't really have time to get to it.
How dare you?
Joan Jett is, that's another one we hadn't talked about. I definitely would have back in the, I still would.
Yeah, she had a good thing going.
Yeah. Except she likes 17-year-olds.
She looked like she was a bad girl.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You want to talk about that touch of the gutter?
Yeah, she was naughty.
But do you think she could sing about 17-year-old boys now?
Yeah. 17's legal in the great state of Texas.
Not every state.
Most states.
Yeah, I don't know. We're a different society now.
I'm for it. Well, hey. As long as the boy is 17 and it's not a dude looking at a 17-year-old girl, then it's just gross.
I mean, for being 61, she's not bad looking still.
Oh, I'm sure. Is she bulking up over the years?
No.
Oh, nah, she's still doing heroin, so there's no way she'd
probably. Crazy, probably run around stage and not get winded still shape.
Wow, good for her.
Mm. Drug, that, you know, the anti-drug crowd, you see stuff like that and you wonder, Keith Richards is poster boy, but.
I think she played, or she was going to when, I have to ask Tyler, when Foo Fighters did the 4th of July thing in Washington, D.C. a few years ago after Sonic Highways came out. I think she played with them.
Somebody mentioned Tommy James also did Crimson and Clover. Who covered that and did real well? That was, okay, that one I can't remember. But that was a big hit, too, for somebody else.
That wasn't the Shondell. I thought it was Joan Jett who did. Well, Prince did Crimson and Clover.
Yeah, but somebody else did, actually.
Joan Jett did. Joan Jett. Keith Marshall did.
Yeah, Joan Jett's the one I'm thinking of.
But Prince did. I mean, I think if Prince does your song, that's got to be like the coolest, right?
Rolando says, hey, Fred, I used new brakes to get my brakes replaced after hearing the commercial. The tech was on time and finished in an hour. So convenient. That's awesome.
Boom.
And
boom.
Houston media critics says Sammy is 73 in October.
Yeah. Doesn't he have a bunch of restaurants and stuff?
Well, that's like, well, yeah, because
an airport restaurant in Nevada.
Was it L.A., I think?
I think it's in
Vegas. It's in the Southwest terminal.
In Vegas?
Yeah, because we usually fly United, but a couple times we've flown Southwest.
Yep. Yeah, I've eaten there.
It's not
very good.
No, it's not good. But he also has
he's trying to sell you his Cabo Wabo or whatever.
Yeah, he's got that tequila that he does real well with. So, 713-780-3776. I was about to say, and then I got interrupted again. I haven't done a gym of the day yet, and I was about to go into it, and then we went into more of this.
Well, we'll do that in the next segment. How about that?
Will we?
Yes, we will.
Carl Drago Jr. on the Twitch line earlier was asking, he's trying to watch Yellowstone but can't find it on any of the streaming services.
You have to have that, it's called Philo or Philo.
Yeah, I don't know exactly because...
Or you have to have cable.
I still
trust
have...
I got it. I went through the process to get it. It's called Philo or Philo. I'm not sure. But that's what you've got to have.
Yeah, because we had to go through this whole thing. We were making a list of what shows we record that are on DirecTV that we can't get anywhere else. And Val found it somewhere, so I guess that's what it was. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. We'll come back. We'll have a gym of the day. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And we'll have some horseplay.
It's finally hot in here.
Yeah, it is. A couple people talking about Yellowstone said it'll be on YouTube TV. They added Paramount.
Well, there you go.
I can't keep up with all these. That's the problem.
There's so many.
Yeah, it's like I wasn't going to do Apple, and then I wanted to see Greyhound, so we got Apple. I watched Greyhound, and then I watched all the Apple shows pretty much, and because I was running out of stuff, and I wanted some new things. And I'm rewatching The Punisher now.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, because I watched it when it first came out, and I was probably drinking a lot while I was watching it, so now I'm kind of reliving it.
Lamont says, I think Whitney Houston's remake of Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You was bigger than the original. It was for sure bigger than the original because of that movie.
Yeah, although the original was big.
It was.
But that was huge, what she did. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day before I forget again.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. You know, we've always talked about how Bill O'Brien's not someone you would want to party with.
No.
Well, Bro Bible did the five coaches that would be best to party with, and I want to see if you agree with them.
Okay.
Checking in at number five, Sir Peter Carroll.
Okay. I don't know how fun he'd be to party. Nah, he lives healthy. I think he's like a vegan. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a hard no for me. He's petulant. You know, I mean, he's a damn good coach, but we're talking about partying with. So I'm going to go no. Number four, Mike Vrabel. I could see that.
Yeah, I think so. He's young enough to still have some fun. Yeah, he'd be a good one.
Number three, John Gruden.
Pass.
Yeah, I've actually had a drink with John Gruden. He's no fun. I mean, that's... Number two, this one surprised me a little bit, Mike Tomlin.
How old's Mike Tomlin now? What I will say this, Mike Tomlin, you never know what time the party's going to end because he never has an eye on the clock.
Right.
Ever. If he thinks the club's going to close in 10 minutes, it's probably closed an hour ago. He has no idea what's going on with the clock.
He is 48.
Ever. 48? All right.
Yeah, I could see that. Okay.
I already know who number one's going to be, and I'm going to go ahead and, because I've met the guy, and disagree with it.
Okay.
Is it Cliff Kingsbury?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's Andy Reid.
Oh, then now that guy I would party.
Yes.
With. Yeah.
I think that's a no-brainer.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Cliff Kingsbury. No, he's the least fun guy.
No, he's not fun, and I don't like hanging around handsomes because then, you know, I have no shot.
Yeah. Like, so. He does make, even if you're like an average-looking dude, he's going to make you look way worse than that. Although you might... There's always the potential that you get some fallout.
Like, see, yeah, you pick off the weaker ones from the herd.
Well, that's a nice in theory. Women do that all the time. Men, that doesn't work for it.
Well, if a woman is like, let's say a six, all right, she's not trying to hang out with a bunch of tens. And truthfully, the tens probably aren't trying to hang out with a six. If there's a six, they're trying to hang out with some threes and fours because now you're grading on a curve and you get a few drinks in a guy and he sees four chicks over there and one of them's a six and the other ones are threes and fours. He's like, oh my God, she's so hot. And now this six starts getting treated like she's a 10. It's a tale as old as time. It's a dirty, dirty trick, but I can't fault the ladies for doing it.
But the fours love hanging out with the six because the six is always going to pull guys who are sevens, eights, and nines because that's what chicks do. And then they're going to get sevens and eights out of it when they're only fours. Especially when the alcohol kicks in.
That's the great thing for a woman. And I know there's a lot of things going on right now for women where in the workplace they're treated incredibly unfairly. And I think that should stop. But in social settings, women have it really easy. I mean, if a woman decides, like if she's sitting at home one night crocheting mittens for her cat and she says, you know what I'd really like to do?
Cats, plural.
Have sex with a stranger tonight. Basically, even if she's ugly, there's pretty much a 0% failure rate with that. Like, she could be toothless and hairy and be like, you know what?
She could be the landlord from Kingpin.
Yeah, she could be like, I need to get some tonight, and she could go out to a bar. And I'm not talking about apps. I'm talking about like go to a bar, and now COVID time is changing it. You know, you can't go to the bar. But if you go to the bar and you hang out long enough, if you're a really ugly chick, some dude will try to take you home. Now,
And you know what? I'm going to take it a step farther. It's going to be some dude who's way more attractive than her.
Yeah. Now, let's say you're a dude who's really ugly. And
don't
also,
look at me when you say that.
Also very hairy and also have been crocheting mittens for your cats.
Okay, that's not me.
And you say, I'd really like to have sex with a strange lady tonight. I'm going to go to the bar and see what happens. I can tell you what's going to happen. You're going to buy some drinks for some gals. And at the end of the night, they're going to excuse themselves to powder their nose, and they're going to sneak out the back door, and you're going to go home by yourself. Because that's what happens to guys. That's the So it is unfair for men in that way.
Or they're going to sneak out with the guy at the other end of the bar that they haven't talked to all night, who hasn't bought them beer, because he's a smart. He's going to let ugly dude buy all the beer, and then he's going to swoop in right at the end. There you go. That's basically
life lessons for
you. That's a PSA for you. Plus, the other thing you guys have going for you is, like, you run Hollywood now. Like, all you have to do is get a bunch all you have to do is get a bunch of actors together and say,
I'm pretty sure Nick Cannon says Jews run Hollywood.
Yeah, well, and what happened to him? All you have to do is
canceled. I would be careful about putting a decisive.
I think he still kept a couple of his jobs. So
I would just be careful about saying decisively who runs Hollywood, because that's dangerous.
Well, let me just say this. Let's say Reese Witherspoon gets a bunch of her friends together and goes to the studio and says, I want to do a remake of The Longest Yard with all women. What's going to happen? They're going to do a remake of The Longest Yard with all women.
They are.
I want to do RoboCop with a woman as RoboCop. Guess what?
That's so ridiculous.
It's getting made. It's getting made.
That's
a fact. You can't dispute that.
A lady RoboCop?
Yes.
We're going to find a lady who can wear that costume. It's impossible.
Well, you know, it's only made of plastic, right?
Oh.
It's not an actual...
How does it deflect bullets, Fred?
You know, it's the magic of cinema.
Oh. Well, maybe they can do it.
But
then.
You know what? Here's what one will do. Oh, they already did this. I was going to say, they'll go in and say, I want to make a remake of Conan the Barbarian with a woman. But they did a movie called Red Sonja, which was essentially that, with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. So... But yeah, you tell me any studio is going to say no if they go in there with
probably
that.
Probably not.
No. Now, if I go in there and say, hey, man, I want to do the remake of RoboCop. I want to be fat RoboCop. They're going to laugh me out of there. Reese Witherspoon does it. Guess what? Reese Witherspoon's Lady RoboCop. I'm just saying, you guys do have a lot going for you. You got that whole sex thing going, and now you got Hollywood going.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a bad thing. I mean, if you could do one remake that's better, that'd be good, right? Has that happened yet?
Has there been an all-lady remake that beat the original?
Let's see, we had Ghostbusters.
Listen.
No. It wasn't bad. It just wasn't the original. But you shouldn't be remaking that, just like you shouldn't remake Animal House. You shouldn't remake Borat.
Women's work is never done. Fred, that's why they get paid half as much as us, because they're never done.
This
with
is why
work.
You, if you, this goes back to what you talked about earlier. If you just paid Monique the money she's worth,
no. If you just given Monique that Ellen money, would have been big. Would have been big.
Racist.
I know. Or if she'd gotten the money that man Dave Chappelle gets. I mean, Monique's probably like, me and Dave Chappelle are equals. But you're not.
Maybe
Dave Chappelle had people lining up to go sit on a farm in the middle of nowhere to watch him for 8 minutes or for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
How many people would drive out to the middle of a farm to sit socially distanced?
There's a joke right now that I could do, but I'm not going to do it because it would be really insensitive.
What? You were going to say if they paid her by the pound, she'd make more than Chappelle?
I wasn't going to say that.
Okay. But you thought it.
No, that's not exactly what I thought, but I mean...
Okay, so yours is worse than that.
Mine was worse than
that. Okay, fair enough. Where's the music to go to break here? Oh, because you should be talking about Carbach, that's why.
Oh, my. You want to hear about Carbach? You want to hear about the sweet, sweet nectar? Carbach, that's what it is, man. And something for everybody. I've been telling you guys about their IPAs, the Hopadillo. And I actually drank a couple Hopadillos last night. I drank a couple Crawford Bocks last night. But there's another IPA, and I've told you about the Light Circus, and I've told you about Rodeo Clown. There's another one that I haven't told you about recently called Hop Tongue. I don't know how many of you have tried this. It's got a little bit of a resiny flavor to it, and it's more like a traditional IPA, but it's really, really good. You can find that. You can find all the other great beers, even Love Street, if you're looking for something a little lighter, or one of the Cella, the Vive Cella with a little bit of salt and lime while you're out there, you know, cutting your grass or whatever. There's something for everybody with Carbach. Follow them on social media to see what's going on with them out there at the brewery. But make sure when you go to the grocery store, you have your groceries delivered, you make sure they include some Carbach in your cart.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Long ago, just like the hearse, you tried to get in again. We are so far from you.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Last segment of the entire week. And just a random music thought, because you didn't grow up in the Cold War. There's so many songs from that era that make no sense to somebody who listens to them today. Like Modern Day Cowboy by Tesla. If you play that, you'll be listening to, what the hell is this? Or that song Sting did, like, or I Hope the Russians Love Their Children Too. He's talking about Khrushchev and Kennedy and all this stuff. Hey, nobody knows what the hell that is.
Yeah.
You hear that and you're like, what the hell is this?
But let's be honest, when's the last time you heard a Tesla song?
I actually listen to them quite a bit still.
Oh, well, ask me when the last time I heard a Tesla song.
Well, again,
was.
It's not like from your
1989.
It's not from your era. It's like you asking me when was the last time I heard an Eminem song, you know? I mean, not my...
Well, I mean, Eminem's song is played in on television and in movies and things. Like, when's the last time Tesla was on in some sort of modern...
They were in some movie, actually, recently, I heard.
Were they?
It was one of the 10,000 Netflix things I've been watching. They played...
I just don't hear... I don't hear much Tesla floating around, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, but I also listen to those serious, older serious channels, and they're on there quite a bit. So... You just don't listen to the same channels. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with
it. It is okay.
But I have not heard that song in forever, and the reason is it makes no sense contextually anymore. But because there's a lot of stuff I'm not sure you could even write right now. People go like, what the hell? So, because like no one would ever do a remake of that.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a very good song.
It's a pretty good song.
It's so weird. I mean, you and I have some similarities in music, but like... There's some that it's just very odd.
I'm a lot higher on 80s stuff than you are.
Yeah.
That's all. It doesn't mean I don't like 90s. It doesn't mean I don't like 2000. I mean, some of my favorite stuff is what I still consider alternative. It's not what they consider alternative today, but 90s alternative.
Did you ever own a blue jean jacket?
Yeah.
I think that's probably the bit. Did you, Aaron?
As a child, yes, and now I have one as an adult.
Really?
Yeah.
I have one as an adult because I wore it for a party where I wore a Canadian tuxedo.
I've never worn a blue jean jacket, and I it's like sometimes I think maybe that's like the difference between us, Fred.
You've never worn a members only jacket either.
No,
I wore that. You never wore parachute pants. Different era.
That's not true. When I was a kid, I did.
Did you ever wear a
really?
Bomber jacket?
Yeah. What'd you know about MC Hammer, Fred?
No, those weren't the. Okay, I guess.
Come on.
Did you ever wear a leather bomber jacket?
Yeah.
I still have one of those.
I still do, too.
Yeah. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
What about the Packers?
What do they even do?
You know what they do.
Well, I think that honors a group.
You know what they do. What about the Patriots? You're not allowed to be a Patriot anymore in 2020.
Well,
the Jets?
No, Jets are okay.
Jets are
the Jets.
That's what
bombs.
Happened in what crashed into buildings in 9/11.
It's true.
See, I did not want to go there.
I wasn't going to make a 9/11 joke either.
Yeah,
Aaron.
Because
that was,
guess what happened?
I wasn't joking.
Did you honestly, not just, pay attention to what happened to Rick and Morty when they did that?
Shame on Aaron, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because we both thought it, but neither of us was going to do that. Hey, Fred, I'm torn about Kelly Preston. She was probably my favorite childhood crush. Yeah, that sucks. She still looks good, too.
No, now she doesn't look as great.
Well, she'd be a nice-looking corpse, but yeah.
It's too early to say that, Fred.
Is it?
It happened today.
Hey, can we...
Remember when I got in trouble for talking about Charlie Daniels' tweets on the day he died, it's in bad taste.
But it's a compliment, right?
It feels like a desert out there and 100% humidity. Congratulations.
If you're going to do something, do it 100%, they say.
Well, there you go.
That's how they get elected. That's why I say I can't do it, because I cannot tell a lie. I did not chop down that cherry tree. Yeah. I did not touch that cherry tree.
Hey.
A woman told sheriff's deputies that she forgot about a drug pipe that was in her butthole.
She was that all the time.
34-year-old lady with an apparent crack pipe sequestered in her hindquarters. Hey,
wouldn't it just be
not
a,
wise?
Wouldn't it
guys.
Just be called a pipe? This isn't the 60s, and we have to keep. That was
sorry. You were in the middle of a serious conversation. That was totally inappropriate.
I don't even know what the hell I was talking about now. Let's just go to do your damn live read.
All right, I got to
thanks for interrupting.
Got to tell you about TGS Insurance.
You know what I did last night that I haven't done in
had sex with your wife.
No, not that.
I did.
Well, everybody does. But
no, not with your wife.
Oh, okay.
That would have made today's show really awkward.
Yeah, I'd have been like, well, I have sympathy for you, sir.
I didn't realize that only Big Bird could see Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, at one point he turned to, I think it was Mr. Hooper, and was like, yeah, I'm talking to Snuffleupagus. And Mr. Hooper's like, who? And all of a sudden I'm like, well, I see this thing. And I mean, as a kid, I was weirded out.
How did Mr. Hooper not think it was weird that he was talking to a giant bird? Fred and I aren't Siamese twins. Are you allowed to say that anymore? Maybe conjoined twins. We're not conjoined twins.
Siam doesn't exist anymore?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So you can't have a Siamese cat?
I don't know. I don't know the rules on that. Okay. I do think it's gone more towards the conjoined.
Yeah, conjoined, I think, is the so politically
now
correct.
It's a conjoined cat?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Boy, Ryan Gosling. If he were gay, I mean, I'd consider, right? If he were gay and I were gay, there'd have to be a discussion.
I mean, it's something you have to talk about.
Good luck to you.
What the hell are you talking
about?
You
have no shot. Neither would I. If I were that way, even if not that way, if he were into that, no way. Not a chance.
How do you know?
He wouldn't be into me, are you?
A lot of gay guys are into me.
Well,
I've got this weird thing about me that makes gay dudes think I'm hot.
Yeah, but I don't think you're not in Ryan Gosling's league.
Are you kidding me?
No, sorry. Sorry.
Well, that hurts.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
You do say some mean things sometimes, Fred.
So do you. This just happened to be my week. There was probably more mean from me this week than you, but that's all right. Fun week, though, man. This thing flew by. And guess what? We'll be back on Monday for a short week for us, which will be fun. And I hope everybody has a great weekend. I will have some horse picks tomorrow on Twitter for those of you who are interested. The Haskells tomorrow, and there's I got a couple races I like at Woodbine, so I'll be doing that.
Otherwise, Eddie Haskell?
It's the Haskell Invitational.
Oh.
I don't know if Eddie Haskell came up with it.
I think
but
he's in charge of it.
It's probably some.
I would hope.
Probably named after some racist dude from the 20s, you know. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Great job, Aaron, especially with the beer. Hoffman, great job today. Great job all week. That's pretty good today. Been pretty good all week for me. Solid D+. Till Monday, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.